There's safety at your camp. But on some nights, when the moon is huge, low, orange in the sky, and everything's bathed with so much light, you might imagine it was almost day. You wonder what's lurking out there in the forest. You're courageous, bold, curious above all else. So when that orange light washes across the edge of your camp more intensely, you're quick to grab your gear and start to head out. Just along the path you would use to leave camp any day. Any other day. Any normal day. This is anything but a normal day. The night, apart from the path itself, is dark. Even with that orange light so near. So low. And you see, a very short way along the path, a clearing that wasn't there yesterday. It's not so strange. The forest moves around. Many of the trees and plants even move around. And you're pretty sure when you look into the clearing and see a large stump in the center that the pumpkin sitting on top of it is just such a creature. But again, you're courageous and interested. And if there's something new in the forest, you have to learn what it is. So you approach. Some massive tree was long ago chopped down, and the pumpkin is on its stump. Orange with vines running out of it, into the ground underneath. It appears ripe, the height of fertility. You don't know why you thought that, but yes, there's something glistening about the many vines running off it that is drawing your gaze. It's strangely shaped. The vine bucks over the stump like that, hangs down, runs into the ground around it. And on top of the plant, where a normal stem might be curved, and the end of it might be squarish, where it would broken off the vine. And that's the strange part. Though vines come from the bottom of this, the top of it is broken off. Or rather, shaped. Protruding. Let's face it. Phallic. You gaze at it. It's strange. You inhale. There's a scent in the air, a spice, faint, but alluring enough. You inhale and deliberately concentrate it. There's a furrow in the plant on the side closest to you. You're familiar with the plant creatures that live here. The glades, full of flowers and vines that suck, torment, extract semen, extract vaginal fluids. The way that everything here is made to sexually extract energy, because here on Marath, lust, sex, it is energy. It is a way of transferring what you get through calories and exercise and a lust for life into the magical reservoirs of the creatures corrupted and overlaid on this space. The forest wasn't always this way. And when you have that thought, something clicks and tells you, this is not a new variety. This is something older than the wandering tentacle beasts, older than the corrupted glades. You bite your lip, wondering, dare you? Dare you slip inside what you see there, which is a sleeve pulsating, sucking at the air, orange inside. The pleats in there look undeniably pleasurable. Your legs shiver. You walk forward. You're shaking, but it's with desire. You inhale again, looking at the viscous liquid dripping from what looks, to all appearances, like an aroused, drooling sex. You know it will provide sexual pleasure if you get close enough. Breathe in the spice in the air. Look at that viscous fluid drooling. Yes, the top is the same. The phallic protrusion atop that pumpkin is glistening with similar fluids, and you know exactly what this is for. Yet another plant creature, here to extract delight, and to lay its aphrodisiac arousing fluids on your body. But frankly, you feel a bit pent up, and it wouldn't be the first time you'd relieved yourself with the corrupted denizen of this forest. You live in harmony with its ecosystems, and you really, really haven't climaxed in a while. The craving is growing. You gaze upon the opening on the corrupted vegetation. Sure, there's that one orange pumpkin at the top, but you see that there are vines woven all over this place. It's probably a vast tentacle beast, and you know that their openings milk your cock dry, but they always let you go at the end, when the creature realizes you have nothing left to give. You swallow, not realizing you'd been salivating with excitement. You take hold of your length, which is already hardening. Free it from your clothing. Hold it out. And begin to move toward the glistening and, yes, pussy-like opening on the exterior of the plant. You see the vines tremble as you approach. The air seems to get thicker, so it's harder to move forward as you get nearer and nearer. And position the tip of your glistening cock, for it's already leaking pre-cum, at the entrance. You can see how it tightens, anticipating, perhaps scenting your appearance there. A stray drop of your cum falls on one of the wreathing vines under the stump, and the whole thing trembles, but it remains still, allows you to approach, lets you move on your own terms. In, inside me, you hear the whisper, free me, fill me. And it just seems like the right thing to do. That spiced scent in the air, the heat in your body spreading, your balls seeming to churn with need to squirt and spray forth. You want to fill this creature and be milked dry by it. And no one has to know. No one's going to come out here under that heavy orange moon, in this suspiciously warm place. In fact, you throw off your clothes before diving in, gripping the sides of the pliable plant creature, and thrusting into that opening, that pussy-like passage with green, wet walls within. They fasten down tight on your cock. From the moment the tip is inside and you're dripping, the whole thing is shivering, shuddering. You feel vines winding around your ankles, leaving some dripping, slick fluid there on you. You shudder as heat spreads up from your feet, your ankles, your legs, between your legs, your thighs, your cock, your balls growing, a feeling of swelling productivity in your testes, and hard rigidness. If your cock was not already plunging deeper into the wet, wet, slick, slick sleeve of that willing, hungry passage, it would be slapping up against your belly. And when the insides begin to move, they don't move like any pussy would ever fuck. They move, squeezing, twirling, winding vines inside around you. So it's like being stroked with fingers. But there's a sucking, hot, oppressive feeling all over your cock from the very base to the tip. And any ejaculate that escapes, or at least pre-fluid, is sucked away into the depths, probably distributed through the whole root system. But you don't really have time to think about it like that because the throbbing waves are jetting up your body, finding their way to your brain, blanking out thought after thought, turning thoughts into more and more seed to fill your sack, to get ready to squirt into that pliant passage, into that wet, squeezing sleeve designed to milk you empty, to empty you out, to cause you to squirt when you want to. You begin moving your hips, thrusting, which produces a wet smack from the sheer amount of fluid inside of it, which is the same as the stuff that the vines, which have now wound their way up behind your knees, are leaving on your skin. The same lust-inducing, cock-throbbing and hardening substance soaking in through your penis directly, the shaft, the head, which is being licked by a tongue-like structure deep within. You groan as it sucks and licks, pulls, and constantly moves around. But it always lets you pull out. It always lets you thrust. You move your hips. In fact, the vines seem to shudder and vibrate, massaging your muscles. Two of them are actually scooping up under your ass, helping to support you, helping you to thrust, but only when you thrust on your own, letting you fuck deep inside. You grab the sides of the gourd and just begin fucking mindlessly, thrusting deep as you can, filling it up. Your eyes are slammed shut and you're just bathing in the sensation. It feels good. If this is wrong, you don't care what's right, but this is right for you, for someone pent up so long. Even if it was only a little while on this night, it feels like it's been so long since you let it out, since you squirted, giving into your rut, your lust. You hump, desperate, desperate and mindless, clenching your buttocks as the vines rub and massage them, feeling sweat stand out on your skin in the heat of the clearing, breathing in a spiced scent that's in the air. air, inhaling, deliberately concentrating that lust-inducing pheromone and the wet, hot, gradually thickening stuff that's coating your cock, soaking into your skin, arousing your nervous system, getting your lust going, hormones flowing, whole body involved in the thrusting, almost robotic movement. You're moving at the same speed because thinking about varying it is lost to you. You're having to use all your mental energy to keep from coming early. You want to enjoy this as long as possible with how good it feels, but the urge to spurt is also growing. The urge to squirt and let out your seed is also flowing through your system, along with that aphrodisiac soaking in. You're lucky it's only thinly coating your cock. You're lucky that the vines have stopped secreting it around your legs, because the stuff is really potent. Your length is as hard and thick as it's ever been, veins standing out on the shaft, able to feel more. More wet pleasure than ever before. And you know the slick lubricant inside the sleeve is doing something. Not just to your dick, but to your mind. Dirty thoughts creeping in. Thoughts of rutting and fucking until nothing is left except pleasure. Obvious, accessible, powerful, intrusive thoughts flowing to you through the connection. Your cockhead surges, the slit expels a little more precum than before. The licking, sucking, very mobile insides of the vegetative sleeve shudder, and then they begin to vibrate. Right under your cockhead, the throbbing is too hard to resist. With your length inside being licked by the many pleats of the unnatural vegetation's pulsing passage, it's quite hard to fixate on your environment, or even keep your eyes open so you don't bother. Shut them tight, you give in. Climbing inside the feeling from your cock, which is growing in intensity, hot, spreading, potent, when it hits the base, the latest wave at least. You grip tight to the sides of the pumpkin, throw your head back in a moan. You taste spice on your tongue. The gripping sleeve of this modified tentacle beast combines with your legs receiving a much more intense massage than before from the vines that have wound around them, rubbing in the fluid that stimulates you, pushing aphrodisiac lube into your body. Hot. Hard. If you weren't confined inside of that sleeve, your dick would be throbbing rigid as possible in the open air. Open. Your mind opening, too. Erotic images of your cock growing, growing, not just growing to the limit of its hardness, but beyond, like it is right now, growing, completely engorged from that aphrodisiac, more alluring. With your eyes closed, it's easier to imagine that instead of the modified plant tentacle beast, it's a beautiful woman wrapped around your cock, some entity or creature from this land with alluring pheromonal fluids that attach and arouse you, making your cock drip, grow, swell to the limit. The fluids thicken. In your fantasy, the woman you imagine, you decide, pale skin, fanged teeth. On a whim, you envision her, and the thickening fluid is because she's aroused. But this thicker stuff, it sticks to your cock, sucking, attaching, making the insides feel tighter, rather than more lubricated. You moan unrestrained because you're in the privacy of this clearing. You're free to express your lust, it's just you and the sleeve you're using, and so you do. You thrust your hips, pistoning. Part of you says maybe you should hold back, maybe you should resist the welling sensation in your balls, which threatens to strip all reason. Isn't it very soon to be coming? But you taste that pumpkin spice on your tongue, feel your eyes stay clamped shut despite considering opening them. The entire world around you bends in close to listen, to observe the ribald sounds and sights of copulation, listening for the victory or the surrender. And you moan on through it, expressing your desire, your delight, your escapism into the pure pleasure of having something you can fuck as hard as you want. So you decide to test that, thrusting wildly, unyieldingly, unstoppably as jolts of pleasure follow the rhythmic squeezing and stroking of the sides of your shaft. Your hips feel good. It feels good to thrust. You imagine thrusting into that willing woman, smiling a fanged, deep smile, her eyes blazing red, pale thighs wrapped around you, her juices running over you, aphrodisiac liquid lust. Your penis is being sucked at the deepest point. The vines of that winding sleeve inside are responding to your leaking precum. The tip of your cock is of special interest, and it receives a lot more attention once you begin to drip. Inside your body, your cum is welling up, wants to escape your balls, wants to come out. The fluid thickens once more inside the sleeve, the thick stuff changing sensation. It's like you're thrusting through something viscous, honey, or like you've already climaxed inside and are fucking through a thick layer of your own cum. There's something thick in there, fluid dripping freely, coating, covering the top of the stump that the pumpkin is resting on, covering your cock, flowing down it. You're so close. You're going to come. You keep your eyes shut and imagine the woman. Imagine thrusting into her wet pussy. Imagine how disappointed she would be because she's barely begun to climb toward her orgasm. But you wonder if you can hold on. You wonder if you can keep from releasing. But of course you must. You must hold on and hold out. Show your prowess. But the secret to holding back from climax is not to stop thrusting, it's to thrust even harder, to stimulate the sleeve wrapped around your length. Give it so much pleasure, it shudders in turn, shivers, drools, and isn't as able to stimulate you. Only in the attack is there power enough to go deeper and grind your cock in there, waiting, and instead of climaxing, giving pleasure, fucking thrusting, expanding that sleeve around your length until it throbs, until it squeezes down tight, until you are left with your length buried incredibly deep, powerfully throbbing, and yet not even tempted to come. You're gonna hold out. You're gonna hold back that wonderful, thrilling sensation running up your horny shaft, into your back, filling your head. That's good. That shows you're doing the right thing. You hear a distant, feminine moan as you're drawn inside. Free me. Set me free. Free me. She encourages you, and you want to meet the expectations of that purring voice, of that temptation from beyond. You find new reserves of strength. Your shaft is swelling. You're getting harder than you ever remember being as you thrust again and again, deeply, powerfully, as far inside as you can, thrusting, pushing, your eyes slammed closed in concentration, your hands by your sides as you just thrust, freeform, thrusting, trusting that the pumpkin will stay right where it is, the vegetative sleeve around your length remaining where it is, the vines winding around you, holding you in place, giving you leverage so you can thrust, fuck, fill so powerfully that if there were a woman there, and you imagine there is, you dream her up, pale, fanged, red eyes glowing. You imagine fucking and thrusting so hard she almost slides across the smooth stump that pumpkin was positioned on. You imagine thrusting hard enough to just hammer the top wall of her pussy as she lays on her back, hitting a spot that makes her just groan as you reach down, run your fingers over her clit. Between her smooth thighs, that's strange. You rub the nub you find, assuming it's just some protrusion of the sleeved tentacle beast you're fucking. Rubbing it makes the inside clamp down, hotter. Thicker juices begin to coat your cock, begin to elicit a squeezing sensation in your ever more swollen testes. You're preparing to squirt, but no, not until you've given a full showing, not until you've fucked and given as much pleasure as you can. You feel your cock grow, swelling, and you know it's not just your imagination, it's not just the capacity your cock had before. It's bigger, thicker, fuller. You hear a whisper, free me, set me free, free me, still beckoning you. The backing muscle of your cock, holding it up and supporting it, is being sucked and licked, slurped by some agency inside the sleeve, worked into a frenzy. You're deep inside, you feel that strange sleeve passage closing around the base of your cock, giving it a nice hard suction all along the length of the shaft and head. The head is being sucked on, trying to coax your cum out. Your balls pull up against the base of your rigid, veined length. You feel how every inch of the shaft is being licked, is being sucked. And something about the fluid in there, the lubrication, makes you want to thrust, want to fuck, want to stretch out the sleeve you're still riding into. The increased thickness of that fluid in the last few thrusts, you imagine. The feminine presence you're fantasizing about, you imagine. Her pale thighs clamping around you. Your eyes are closed. You want to savor the feeling. Savor every bit of pleasure you can draw out as you fuck deeper and deeper. Thrusting harder and harder you get. Harder and harder you feel so big. Your balls are taut up against the base of your shaft. Your balls are churning, sending cum up the shaft. Your butt tingles. Your belly feels like you're falling. Falling into pleasure, you lean across the top of the pumpkin, or at least you lean forward over the stump. Place your hands to either side and just thrust, thrust, imagining the feel of her hands pinned under your arms, of burying yourself deep in a feminine, squeezing, gasping, moaning, desirable, impregnatable subject of your attentions. You release, your seed flows out finally, but by now the inside of the sleeve is trembling, reacting like a climaxing, spurting pussy would, squeezing as you spurt deep. As you come, yes, yes, you hear the voice from before, the beckoning, and you know you're not just mistaking or imagining. The orange glow filling your mind, filling the clearing, it solidifies. You open your eyes, you see pale skin, huge breasts. Her thighs are clamped around you, muscled, firm. Her wet sex is wrapped around your cock, whether it was an illusion or she's just there now. You feel her squeezing tighter, hotter than before. The fluids are the same aphrodisiac hardness-inducing thing. She reaches out, running her long nails down your back. You shudder at the sudden sharp sensation. You feel her legs wrap tighter as she just rides you upward. You stand, hands under her splendid buttocks, holding her to you. You see her red glowing eyes, her long fall of orange hair, incandescent. Her mouth open, a fanged smile. She stares into your eyes, free, free at last. And then, angling her hips, she bears you back, spinning you toward the stump, levitating, moving in the air, and lays you back as she mounts herself, cowgirl, atop your cock, which is still in her, still squirting, climaxing in her, your mind drowned out, thoughts vanishing, squirting in her butt. Her clenching pussy around the base of your cock is so tight that you stay hard. You don't finish climaxing, just coming, coming in that hot, needy passage. A deep, whimpering sigh escapes, but you thrust, you give as good as you get. A pleased laugh answers. That's the spirit. Pointed black nipples on pale skin, unearthly goddess above you, tall, powerful, slender. Her hands come down. She shoves you more firmly into the stump and starts riding, tweaking your nipples. Her vines are still twining around your legs, holding you bound and constricted. You feel her wet dripping snatch around your cock. You've done well. I will reward you. Let's make this bigger, stronger, so you can satisfy me. Make it a little more likely to knock people up. And she clenches hot around your cock. Tighter than you thought possible. So much so that the line between your length and her pussy doesn't really seem to exist. There's just heat. A shared heat. When she moves her thighs, your cock moves with it. And so when she rises, you're surprised to feel how you stay at the deepest point. Your cock telescoping in her, spreading, expanding, stretching, lengthening, hot, heat, bursting, explosive, an extra inch from somewhere as she rises, and your cock follows her, following her, the Pied Piper song of her wet, squeezing, gripping pussy, her long fall of hair floating ethereal in the moonlight. She rides and drops, her knees on either side of your body, as she rotates, gyrates her hips, slow circles, sending whirlpools, waves of pleasure in through a cock still climaxing, still emptying your thoughts, emptying out too, making room for other thoughts, ones you know are leaking in from her corrupted fluids, dripping down your shaft, pooling on your balls. Thoughts of breeding, filling, fulfilling. You want to come in her. You want to see her belly round with the results of your seeding within her womb. You want to thrust up into her pussy, but she slams it down on you, too tight, hot again and again. The world is strange and hard to focus on. She reaches around, grips your hips, and there's a heat that spreads to your back, up toward your shoulder blades, and you know there would be some dark, runic mark there, something she left on you, instructions programming the nature of a breeder cock. She rides your mind right out of you and replaces replaces it with your new purpose, which is to impregnate, breed, thrust, come, climax, spread. That cock between your legs only grows hotter, harder, pushing deep. The dark sky overhead offers no escape as you manage to open your eyes and stare up into it. The only thing lit now, for that moon has vanished. The only thing lit is her orange glowing hair flared out in a mane around the two of you, her red eyes, white fangs, dripping pale skin. As she rides your cock, sweated into oblivion, your rigidness is captured, held, your length, your cock, unable to escape, consumed and immersed, yet larger and more itself than it has ever been, the heated, dripping byproduct of your union, your rigidness captured in her wet, drooling slit, as she fucks and rides a throbbing member, still climaxing, still drooling down itself, filling her deep. She lets out occasional shuddering moans as her own power rebounds back to her through a length she has enhanced. You spurt again and again, your mind going, but thoughts of breeding remain, for they are not a thought, precisely. They are the stuff of instinct, the stuff of craving. Anyone willing to be filled and fucked with your cock will get your best, and your best is what you gave to her, fucking that sleeve with every bit of intensity and resistance to climax until she was coming, and then you came, and then she was there with you. The little muscle on the back of your cock is still throbbing as the inside of her pussy gives it kisses, gives it suction, pulls it, a particularly submissive feel under her, but you thrust and bring her to heel. She yelps, groaning, I guess that was a bit too much, but she doesn't pull any power back. You feel feral, virile. Your hips sway and move. She wants you in her. You see it in her face. She nods her assent, and so you rise, lifting her, and then spin, pushing her down on the place where the now-vanished pumpkin was, the flat top of the stump, so that you can thrust straight down and push your cock along the back wall of her pussy, scraping deep into her as you can go, her sex sliding over you, too slick to think, too slippery, hot, too hard to think. Pleasure is entering the world through the shared gateway of the two of you, and that's all you need. You are a vehicle by which good sensations enter the world, continuing the thrusting, the two of you together in this intertwining, weaving your sensations. You can impregnate, you can breed, your thick cock brings pleasure. You feel your muscles stand out a bit more, sweated, you're dripping. She's grasping onto you, her tongue hanging out as you ride and fuck. That's it, take it in. You wonder what she means, but you feel how her juices have grown thicker, are soaking through that silken glove of a sleeve pussy, into your cock, milking you, bringing out as much cum as she can, sucking it into some deep dark recess, but replacing inside you everything you spurt out with the corrupted influence of her desire, her delight, her need for you. The sensations vary. You learn new things about your own length, your own rigid shaft, your tensed balls, in particular, just how much you can stand. The muscle at the base of your cock is being massaged by her pussy clenching down. Her dripping sex is unearthly, unhuman, squeezing with the perfection of call and response. The muscles of your cock are being made to work and dance, sway and squirm for her, but also for you, finding new joy. The base of your cock is squeezed in a muscle ring as tight as any cock ring, keeping you from spurting anymore and keeping you hard in the wake of your last climax. But you could stay harder longer, you know it. You touch her body all over, finding places that make her respond even minutely with pleasure. Of course, you could never overwhelm a goddess, but you can bring her joy using her own power, which she has given you. The inside of her pussy has a smooth, almost mirrored sensation. Whatever you do is done back to your cock. If you thrust deep, there's a heated squeezing at the base of your shaft, thrusting pleasure past your cock back into your body. You feel as if you're rubbing against a smooth, rubbery surface within. So smooth, so perfect, perfection rubbing on your shaft, squeezing you, making you milked, milking you more deftly than any fingers ever could. The pleats inside, wet, hot, dripping. Her pussy clenches, spasms. She must be climaxing constantly. You give the pleasure good. You inhale deeply, smelling a spiced aroma, but also aware that your own body smells more attractive, alluring, something of spice and herb. She nods, affirming the pheromonal changes in you. You feel the unique sensation you can only feel here as your cock is sucked, every inch of it sucked inside, wetly squeezed by what you're sure is her orgasmic contraction, but it feels like licking tongue. tongues, mouths kissing all over, putting pleasure into your body and you putting pleasure into the world. You deserve pleasure, and she deserves pleasure to receive. Anyone you fuck, anyone you pleasure deserves it. If you can come in them thick and hot, you should. And you would rejoice at them feeling full, fulfilled, filled and bred with your seed, your thick, hot cock throbbing, dripping fluid from the tip, creamy, warm, needy, aching. It's being kissed with her wet juices. Juices are what you deserve, the flowing sign of pleasure, her aphrodisiac soaking into you, making everything a turn on. You're aroused by your own hot, hard, thick shaft, and by the urges that come with it arriving in your mind. You thrust and your mind throbs. It feels like your cock's getting bigger, and like your thoughts are getting simpler, more focused, focused only on giving pleasure to her. You thrust hard, and she slides across the surface of the stump she's laying on. You thrust intensely, she moans, as you become a virile, throbbing, rutting, pure animal incarnation of lust and pleasure. Giving her pleasure is your only focus. It's taking over. The space between your legs is all that exists. Her wrapped around that thick hard cock, your balls swelling with desire, with need from within, hot, heavy, completely soaked down in her fluids and dripping with some of your cum as well, hot, achy, heavy, throbbing, and drawing the muscle underneath them out of your body a little, so much of your cock and balls resting deep inside your body now being pulled forward, that extension from before happening bigger inside of her. You wreathe in the thrusting that brings pleasure back to you. Your eyes roll, body contorts, squirms, then your eyes open wide, staring into hers, her grin as she aches in the moment. Your mind leaking and dripping, you feel something descend behind your balls, something like a tendril, a length, a tail. Her tail moving and rubbing against your body, massaging behind your balls, dark, corrupting, mesmerizing, spreading her fluid, captivating you. Something you've dreamed of, a toy you desire, slipping down, teasing behind your balls, finding a spot just behind them, and beginning to rub, making it swell, making your cock swell, inflating with its firm, girthy need. The veins are throbbing, the muscles squeezing inside you. You feel yourself being completely flooded with pleasure, with a desire to come, and come, and come easily. Whenever it's time to impregnate, whenever it's time to squirt, doesn't matter how your partner gets bred. Anyone you fuck is getting at least filled with cum, and you know it's the case. The urge is in there. The trickles of her juice run down your cock, and you feel the massage behind your balls from her tail, bringing more pleasure, more heat. Deep inside her pussy, your pre-cum is pooling as you get ready to go again, get ready to come again, making your cock shiny, drippy, blank, deep. All the muscles and resources in your body, all the thoughts in your brain, are dedicated to your growing rigid shaft, your length getting bigger. All the resources of your body, chemical and otherwise, are being drawn out by that wet, hot pussy, and its aphrodisiac payload drumming into you. You want to come again. What you've done so far isn't enough. She needs at least one more load of your cum in there. Right now, at this moment, there is only you and her immersed in pleasure. There are no thoughts even of dominance or submission, just of giving your seed, giving your cock, giving your prowess, giving forth the muscular energy that you feel building as you grip her tight to you. And you know you're giving off pheromones similar to hers, inhaling the feel of her, the musk of sex in the air. She controls you and your unearthly delight only by moving you slightly, with her hips moving side to side, finding spots that feel best inside her, showing them to you, and then your cock bigger, harder, throbbing, hammers those locations. These are the thoughts that fill your head, spreading her pussy, flooding her with your cum, stretching her, hot and drippy, feels so good. You feel her clit rubbing against the base of your shaft because you're so deep inside. You feel your balls slapping against the base of her slit when you do fuck, thrust, wet, hot, dripping, aching, throbbing, surrendering, an inescapable surrender. Your eyes roll back, so you slam them shut. You drool, you gasp, you gape inside your brain being fucked by the thought that your cock is fucking so deep, deep inside enough to press and push and make you feel. Feel how acutely she enjoys it as she squeezes, convulsive. She's coming. You throb, you squirt. Your balls just seem to keep getting bigger as your body's resources are drawn on to make them throbbingly huge and thus make your spurting waves of cum become hotter and thicker. Normally, a pussy can't feel this wet, hot, and perfect for long. Normal people would just give out, but you bring it out in her, and she is perfection, wrapped around you, hot enough, deep enough, able to take you. She drools around your cock, but also squeezes tightly enough that it's hard to let the orgasm out, hard to let the climax escape. But you do. You come. Deep inside, throbbing, thrusting, squirming, spurting, letting everything inside your cock out, letting your balls empty, your body squirming atop her, weighted, hot, somehow in the rolling, the roiling, the pleasure of it all, the two of you just get mixed. You feel her sensations, feel climax, feel how good you make someone feel, and that image is embedded in your brain, reminding you, in this moment there is only you and her pussy, and you're bringing pleasure, taking pleasure, you are lost in the rut, your entire mind exists between your legs in the long, hard thrusts. You know this pleasure feeling is going to stay, this hunger, this desire to fill, to fuck, to use your cock the way you should, and in bringing so much pleasure to induce surrender. She's still holding on, but anyone else would just be whimpering and begging. Your weighty balls remind you that you could spurt so deep in a willing, aching, squeezing, milking sex. You could make it feel good. Your hips move automatically, seeking pleasure. You devote all your resources to your growing, swelling, inflating, aching cock. You know the secret now. You know the ache now, and you know the throb of it. Your wet, hot, dripping cock is being squeezed and milked, being controlled deep down inside your head. It's so good. Throbbing, spurting, being rewarded for squirting inside her so much, rewarded with these changes. These improvements ever stronger, your back arching, butt squeezing, thrusting, thrusting, again, spurting, blank, deep, coming, feels so good to come, feels so good to fill her with cum, this is the right place, the right time, the right moment to surrender to your hard, rigid, in fact, cock, the length between your legs. She pulls away just a little, and you see your cum spilling from her pussy as your cock stands free, proud, slapping up against your belly, squirting a few little waves over it. You let the sensation in the heat, you look down at it. That's what you're for now. You're here to fuck and fill, bring pleasure. Your body is attuned to it. Scent and taste of you alone will drive urges to the surface. Welcome to this feeling. Welcome to this change. She's already fading away, but your throbbing, aching, spurting cock is there to stay. Heavy, achy, oh, throbbing for more. You know you're going to get hard again soon. You know the arousal's going to creep in, sneak in, make you feel it. That if you offer pleasure and deliver pleasure, it will feel better. Better than anything before. The orgasms of this virile, flooded, hard cock. It's too much. It's so much better than what you felt before. Your brain feels that sensation, that hunger, that drooling, aching readiness. Your cock submits some demands now and then to your brain, and you can fulfill them with a willing, drippy pussy. Or with your aching hand, as you feel getting bigger, bigger, every time you think of that change that has already come over you, of how it's embedded, of the heat of her mark on your body, the heat and weight between your legs, the awareness that you are virile and pure, something animal and corrupted within exists only to bring pleasure. Your big hard cock is there to bring pleasure to the world, confident, hip-thrusting, breeding, spurting, mind-searing pleasure. That's what you're for, it's what you can do, it's what you must do, the yearning to go out there, even as you feel your body rededicating some of its resources, the nerve endings, the twitching pleasure between your legs, growing, growing, squirming, ready, it wants to throb, it wants to grow, it wants to spurt your big hard cock, swollen heavy balls, your mind leaking and dripping out of you, making room for more cum and more pleasure and more thrusting muscular energy. It is what it has been all along, the seat of your pleasure. But now it is a throbbing, dripping, aching presence reminding you of her mark, reminding you you were found worthy, reinforced. You throb for your cock, and it gets hard for you. You give pleasure and take pleasure in return. You stud, you breed, you thrust, you drip, you spurt. And that is the rightful order of things. So says your dripping, overfucked mind. And your hardening, ever more heavy cock, under the influence of her power. And of your own newly built craving.